Get off stage. It's Kansas City. We're all jacked up on adrenaline. And we're talking to people. We're having a good time. But underneath it all, we got that push-pull of excitement and bone weariness that you get after being on the road for over a month playing music every night. So we get back to the room a little early. And we all wordlessly converge on the barbecue that we'd stashed in the fridge earlier in the evening. And we just get in there and we start munching like animals. Just four people sitting in the dark. No one's speaking. We don't have anything left to say to one another. Eventually I get up and I take a very hot shower because only the heat of the shower will give me permission to finally let it all go. So the next morning we wake up and we hit the 70 because we got to get from Kansas City all the way to Denver. It's about a 9-hour drive and baby, we were making it. We stopped for coffee somewhere out in the farmlands, out in the flats, and we came across a big group of farmers who we could easily hear talking about the weather, and they were all in agreement. It was tornado weather, and we were bound to get one. 9 hours of tornado weather. Hey-o!
I've got the key to the highway.
Cut to a couple hours later, the guitarist is driving. He doesn't have a license, but that's not stopping him, thank God. And we're hoping to get to Denver by 9. The sky had already turned various colors of tornado weather, green and yellow. And then it started hailing on us. And let me tell you, when you're out there under all that sky that's turning against you, in that great big expanse, and it's just a handful of you in a van you don't trust, you sort of start feeling very small. And I'm going to pause the show there for a moment and welcome a caller. Hello, Radio Birdmouth. Please, what's your name and question?
Hi, yes, I'm JP, first-time caller.
Oh, hey, welcome, JP.
I'm calling from somewhere within your own consciousness.
Oh, that's weird.
My only question is, were you guys a bunch of idiots? I mean, who would choose to do this?
Well, the short answer, JP, is yes.
Oh,
yes, we were, but we'd probably prefer a more artistic definition, something like people who have passion, because
we're
trying to bring we're living a different lifestyle that's bringing music to the people, and that's important. And
I
think
we
better get back to the show, which is already in progress.
This is why I never call in.
So I just lay down in the middle bench seat where I can stretch all the way out, and there's obviously no seat belts. And I put on these giant headphones, and I put on this Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds album that has been lulling me to sleep every night on this tour. It's been a great comfort. And I'm looking through this giant scarf I've wrapped on my head, and I'm looking through this little hole in the bottom of the van in the floor that used to have a bolt, and now that's missing. I can see right through to the road, and the road is very wet, and I'm like, well, that is it. I am going to sleep. And I think to myself, Nick Cave, take me away. Take me away, Nick Cave. And as I'm drifting off, I start having this vision. It's of this funny little god. He's so small and humble that he's like a lowercase god. He doesn't even know his name. I don't even know where he's come from. It's just like, maybe he's made up of road dust and he's just been picked up by so many passing trucks and he's just swirling around that he stays up in the air so long he becomes sentient. And now his job is to protect little bands as they crisscross the blue and red veins of America, navigating through all the problems. I mean, I don't even know if he could do anything worthwhile. He could maybe find us cheap beer and like decent places to sleep and maybe just clean bathrooms where we can all have a little time to ourselves. Yeah, that's my kind of lowercase god. So I say to the lowercase god, I say, oh, just get us through this, please, and I'll rededicate myself to something more meaningful, Lord. Oh, lowercase Lord. Maybe I'll move east. Maybe I'll move to New York City and become a painter. That's worthwhile. I don't think I dreamt it, but at some point we saw the beginnings of a tornado come through a cloud. He was curling, and he was reaching and pointing down like a big finger. And it didn't look very friendly, but after a while it just went right back up in the clouds and never fully materialized. So we played the gig. And it was good. Oh, Denver was always good. But we weren't home yet. This tour had been so fraught with misfortune. We didn't even make our first gig. The band broke down in the desert of California. And we had to get towed all the way to Arizona. And then we broke down again in Atlanta. We broke down in New Jersey. We even broke down in Denver after that very show. We had so many issues, I can't even remember them all. Including that the very last minute when we played two gigs in the same night in Austin, we were driving home, straight home, 23 hours, and the drummer developed appendicitis. And later, he almost died. That whole tour was a tornado. I've got the key. I've got the key. I've got the key. I've got the key.